Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
Welcome back. Welcome to the dance. 23 after the hour. The small business dance, that is. The small business sock hop. Those of you, some of you out there might remember that term, the sock hop. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. And I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Christina Cavanaugh. Christina, tell us how we can find you and your book, Managing Your Email. How can we find that online?
You can find that at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com would be the easiest places.
Right. All right. And your own website?
My author's website is www.ChristinaCavanaugh, which is all one word, .com.
And no use in Cavanaugh.
No use in Cavanaugh.
Only A's. So check it out, ChristinaCavanaugh.com. Find out all the things that Christina does. We're talking about connecting electronically, and, you know, Christina, it's amazing. We got email, which is the standard. I don't even want to think about where my business would be like right now without email, without the ability to attach things. We've got texting, which has become a bigger part of my life. We've got the social media methods, and that's only going to explode, isn't it? More and more social media ways of using social media platforms to communicate with each other. We've got, what else? We've got, does anybody send a, you know what? We sent a fax the other day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
we have a fax
now
machine.
Now people are scanning. So instead of faxing, you're scanning a document and sending it electronically.
We do that. We have the equipment, the capability to do that too. So all these different methods and capabilities that we have that you got to be able to do, and one of the things that we got to do these days though is find out how the other person, especially if it's a customer, or somebody you'd like to connect with, if you're motivated more than they're motivated. Maybe just because they don't know you yet or they don't know you as well, they're the prospect, you're in sales, that kind of thing. You've got to find out how they want to be connected with, don't you? You got to figure that out, don't you?
Yes, definitely. And I think the golden rule still applies, which is face-to-face is still the most important way.
It's the original social media.
Yeah, it is. And it's still very strong. I mean, many surveys talk about the fact that face-to-face is still the way to do business. But the difference between, let's say, 20 years ago and now is that it's not a person showing up physically at the office to ask if I could have an appointment. Now you spend time with email first. You might email a couple of times back and forth through a gatekeeper. There might be a phone call as a warm-up that suggests possibly a meeting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if your listeners have noticed that, but I find that it's harder to get the face-to-face. It's still the most important, but you have to go through all the other channels.
Well, people are more comfortable doing business virtually. You know, I grew up being trained that you never, ever, ever mailed a proposal. You only ever delivered it in person, and you didn't even let the customer hold the proposal the way I was trained. You never let them put their hands on the proposal. Because if they did, they'd grab it out of your hands and turn it to the back page and see how much everything cost. So you never did that. And now, I mean, I've actually successfully emailed proposals because it just was the thing that worked out the best. I almost had to medicate myself the first time, Christina, to be able to do that. I mean, some things run deep.
Well, yes, and I guess part of that, too, and it works with email, but it also works in presentations and works in face-to-face. The more direct form of communicating is to let the recipient know what your recommendation is up front. Mm-hmm. You kind of tell them the bottom line up front, and then you go through your rationale for it, your implementation, and you know, and that's not the way things used to be. You're right. People used to, you had to wait to the bottom, you know, wait till the end.
But
not now.
It's changed. Now, are you surprised, Christina, that there isn't more video communication? Wouldn't you have thought by 2011, when you and I first started visiting years ago, wouldn't you have thought by now, I think I would have easily predicted by 2011 that video conferencing, video communicating would be something everybody would be doing. I mean, even though we have the capability, there's just not that much of it, is there?
No, you know, it's one of those sort of technologies. It's almost in a way like in the original instant messaging. It's like, it's one of those things that just didn't take hold.
It's going to, though. I mean, I still think it's going to. I don't think it's any question.
Well, I think what superseded that, though, is, you know, webcam and the ability, you know, with Skype, and the ability to be
But even that, though, even the webcam with Skype and everything, even that's not being used in the marketplace as much as I thought it would be used by now.
Yeah. No, and it's not. And I think that part of the real reason for that is that there's no substitute for being there.
Yeah.
There's no substitute for being able to meet with a client so that they can see your nonverbals, they can speak with you. There's no substitute for that. Even video conference is
face-to-face, you know, is still the original social media. ChristinaKavanaugh.com is the website. The book is Managing Your Email. Thank you, Christina, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Christina Kavanaugh, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.